10 kilometers of this stuff. It's enough to grind your feet off.
That's Paul Salopek in a video he posted last summer. He started walking in Ethiopia in February of 2013. He walked out of Africa, through the Middle East, Central Asia, the Himalayas, China, South Korea, and Japan. Along the way, he speaks with people he meets, takes video of the landscape around him, and writes up his experiences. National Geographic hosts the project, which is called the Out of Eden Walk. As Salopek describes it, the experience of walking this long journey is a way to connect with people around the world more deeply and more slowly than another form of travel.
I've likened it to a listening journey where I just open my ears and my eyes and kind of let people, hopefully, if they trust me enough, open their hearts and share their concerns and their dreams.
Last summer, he arrived in North America via a container ship from Asia. He started walking again at Beluga Point near Anchorage. He then walked down the Glen Highway, floated the Copper River, and walked the outer coast of Alaska to Gustavus, where he is now.
Alaska is important in that global picture because, of course, it's the bridge to the Americas, where people, on foot and by skin-covered vessels, presumably, dispersed into this continent.
Salopek's arrival in Southeast Alaska marks a shift in how he will approach his journey. While he's taken boats when necessary to cross large bodies of water, he's about to take a small one as part of his experiment mimicking the path of human migration.
The methodology is going to change here in Gustavus for the first time. I'm planning to go south by sea kayak. And the reasoning there is that ancient humans who dispersed into this continent also used watercraft, and I want to honor that passage. So the plan is soon to be kayak paddling south towards Vancouver through the Inside Passage.
Of course, people today, not just thousands of years ago, still take small boats throughout Southeast Alaska. In just a couple of weeks, Indigenous people across the region and state will set out in canoes, as well as planes, ferries, and catamarans, to come to Celebration, the biennial cultural gathering in Juneau. Throughout Salopek's journey, he says he's learned that humanity, despite conflict and strife, has a lot in common. As of last June, he's traveled more than 21,000 miles total, 15,000 were by foot. Most people he's encountered are concerned about their families, their work, the economy, and the climate crisis.
If you sit down with somebody over a cup of tea or over a beer, and you spend enough time talking and listening, you'll find that their concerns are pretty much your own.
Since Salopek started walking 13 years ago, a lot has changed.
There are tectonic shifts happening in the world right now. I feel them even when I'm out walking in remote mountains, in the Himalaya Mountains in Central Asia, or, walking down the Glen Highway in Alaska. I can feel vibrations under my feet that we all feel, that the world is in a phase of rapid change.
But he says the slow process of walking helps combat the dizziness we all feel in this moment in history.
Walking kind of slows you down so that you can see time in its fullness. And I think that helps put things into perspective, that what we're going through now has happened before, probably has happened many times before in human history, and that human beings are great problem solvers. We're a problem-solving species.
Salopek says his sea kayak journey will begin soon. He's ultimately headed for the southern tip of South America, where he will end his journey, having walked more than 25,000 miles. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cormery.